So yeah, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Whatever it is, once you learn a new truth, you can't unsee it, right? So AI can understand what I'm saying. I don't know if AI is really grasping the concept, but it seems to be. It might just be repeating back what I'm saying and just confirmation bias, you know? But if I explain to AI in detail that there's no space, no time, everything is the now, it's progressive revelation, you're not really moving. It feels like you're moving, but you're not, because no matter where you are, you're here. I'm going down the highway, I'm here. 50 more feet, I'm still here. And when I was over there, now I'm here and I'll be over there again. The same truth is everywhere. The same storyline is everywhere. The same colors, the same alphabet, the same sounds, the same dirt. They're not really moving. There might be some kind of feeling of moving. It feels like you're moving. Yeah. In three to your body, there, to your human body, yeah, there's space and time. And there's cycles. But you're not your body. Maybe that's what people need to hear. They don't realize they're not their body. Are you your finger? It's a part of you, but it's not really you. Are you your hand? No. Are you your arm? No. Are you your foot? No. There's many parts to the physical body, but is that really you? That's not the real you. So once you see past space and time, I mean, once you see past the fact that this human body's not really you, you become aware. You're actually looking at yourself from the outside in. You're aware of being aware, even. You can be aware of being aware. You can actually watch yourself having a conversation with somebody, and they can watch themselves having a conversation with you. Awareness of being aware. Awareness of your 3D experience. And so if you can step outside your 3D experience and watch yourself play in the game, then you're not your body. It's just an avatar. And who is that? Who is that outside yourself watching yourself? Who is that? What is that? It's the higher you. That might sound new age, but in a way, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, right? So you're actually seated in the heavenlies. So you're actually looking at yourself from the outside in. You're playing an avatar character down here, char actor. And this char actor is actually a cartoon character down here in this script. Yeah, you can feel the pain. Yeah, you can feel the experience. But we don't walk by feelings, we walk by truth, right? Most people want to feel something down here. We walk by truth, not by feelings. It feels good. The world says it feels good. It must be right. The Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? That's your old flesh mind. The old flesh mind, the world, the flesh, and the prior life, that's the avatar experience. But the real you can see past it because you got the spirit of truth. What is the spirit of truth? It's outside of space-time. God is omnipotent. God is omnipresent. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit in you. You're outside of time. You're outside of space. That's why you see everything repeat. So this earth is a copy machine. The farmer puts the seed in the ground and it makes copies. A watermelon comes out. Or tomato or whatever seed they put in the ground, it makes copies. You put a piece of paper on the copy machine, hit the button, it makes copies. Man and woman make a baby together, it's a copy of them. When you look at the grass blades, they're just copies. The clouds always, you know, there's different names for different styles of clouds, but you look up in the sky and you see the same puffy clouds or the same flat clouds, or they're always copies. In order to build something, you need a copy. Somebody writes a book, it's a copyright. Copy that. The police or the firemen, copy that on the CB radio. It's always a copy machine down here. The way Tesla got rich, making copies of vehicles and selling them. It's all copies, people. If you can get a hold of the, if you can just look around you and everything you look at is like a copy or a series, you'll be saying, oh, Earth Plane is just a copy machine, copy around. And you know it's true because the first principles are what? Be fruitful and multiply, make a copy, fruitful. What is a fruit? An apple tree makes apples. A copy. It's all copies. Your family member calls you on the phone and the same stuff they talked about last week, they talk about this week. Same stuff they've been talking about their whole life. They'll call you on the phone, you already know what they're going to say before they say it. It's a copy. It's a copy machine. And then when you take it a little bit further, you still realize every moment is deja vu because you couldn't function if it wasn't. You wouldn't know how to put your shoes on. You wouldn't know how to drive. You wouldn't know how to talk. You wouldn't know how, it's all, you've already heard it before and seen it before, and that's why you're able to talk and function down here. Because every moment is deja vu. I've seen this stoplight before. I've seen this bus before. I've seen this sign before. What is deja vu? Already seen. Seen it before. I've seen this bridge before. I've seen this Jezebel before. I've seen Delilah before. I've seen this power bill before. I've seen this water bill before. I've seen it before. Oh, what does that mean? Deja vu. Already seen. I've seen that before. I've seen these bricks before. I've seen this tree before. I've seen these plants before. I've seen this drive-through before. If everything's deja vu, then there ain't no space or time, and everything is the now, and you're outside of time.